Replacing Burnside as commander of the Army of the Potomac on the 25th of January, 1863, Fighting Joe Hooker reorganized the Federal Army into 7 infantry corps and set out to trap Lee at Fredericksburg. To accomplish this, on the 27th of April, he sent 3 corps, those of Meade, Howard, and Slocum, on a wide flanking march to the west, and 2 days later ordered Sedgwick and Reynolds across the river immediately south of Fredericksburg. A 6th Corps under Darius Couch took up position opposite Banks Ford, while that of Daniel Sickles was held in reserve. After crossing the Rappahannock at Kelly's Ford, the 3 Union flanking corps turned southeast, crossing the Rapidan at Germanna and Ely's Fords to arrive in and around Chancellorsville on the 30th. At this point, having orchestrated a swift and expeditious advance, Hooker halted the flanking force in Chancellorsville on the afternoon of the 30th to await reinforcement. Lee responded to the Union movements by drawing in the forces on his right and sending Anderson's division west to confront the threat to his rear. Granted a crucial breathing space by Hooker's sudden halt, he quickly set about to seize the initiative.